time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Ansonia High School. We're here with Jeff Vaughn, and we're getting ready for the varsity game here, and we're on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and the JV contest was a little, we were ahead the whole time, but we were ahead double digits and down to about 7, then up to 11, then down to about 6 or 7 or 8, and then up to 13, then we started walking away from them late in the third quarter, ended up with, I believe, an 18 or 19 point victory. When they were coming back on us, they were making threes, two or three at a time, and gave us a little trouble. So I thought the JV boys looked pretty decent.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job of bouncing back when Ansonia made the runs on them. Like you said, they were raining threes there in the third quarter, one after another, and the Indians did a nice job prevailing there. I think Brian Benn, I believe, led the Indians, I think, with 13, and also Ian Holman, I believe, had 11. And
he had two or three threes. I think he ended up with 13. But,
did he?
And Clay Schmitz, as I mentioned during the game, Clay, we're playing him a lot on the JV game, on the JV team, because we need to get him playing
time. And he's starting tonight here in the varsity game.
So, and he looked very good in the as soon as he came off the bench and onto the floor, he looked good. He just started off the game doing very well.
And, that's one of the things I think they need to do is Clay. He's been sick. He's been out, and, he's got to get back into playing shape. And, I don't think it'd be a bad idea at time to maybe do the same thing with Derek Jeudy, to be honest.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, because those guys need playing time.
Well,
they're used to playing every second of every game, and now they're not.
Well, the big thing about it is what they really need is to develop their offensive game. I mean, it's one thing playing defense in a varsity game, but, that offensive part of it is the part that concerns me, especially we have several girls in the same situation. But
Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about the girls' game we had today at Portside Fieldhouse against Arcanum. We'll be back in just a minute.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation. And at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
Welcome back to the Wayne Street Market pregame show. We're here with Jeff Vaughn, and he was a JV coach this afternoon when the JV girls took on the Ansonia...
Arcanum.
Arcanum Trojans. Ansonia Tigers and Arcanum Trojans always get me mixed up. They're
same color.
They're AT and red and black. Tell us your take on the... Let's start with the JV game.
Yeah, JV girls played well today. We won, I think, 38-9. First time in my coaching career that this has happened, but we shut them out the second half. Did not give up a point. So, one thing about the girls I got, they work really, really hard, and they play well together. And, that's what I always emphasize, team defense. And they did that today. And then in the varsity game, the varsity came out and got a 10-point victory against a real scrappy Arcanum Trojan team, young girls. We ended up winning 53-43. And, anytime you can get a victory, I know people probably thought, well, we're going to blow them out. But, Coach Patch always says, I'll take an ugly win. Not that it was an ugly win, but, starting the fourth quarter, we were only up three and had a really good start of the third quarter where we got up 30-17. And, and they clawed back, and it was 33-30 after three. So good win for the ladies.
Yep. Let's take a quick break, and I've got a question I want to ask you about one of your players.
Okay.
So, we'll be back in just a minute.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
I never heard any ads before.
Okay, we're back here at Ansonia High School. As I mentioned, Jeff, I noticed that Lydia Winning was on crutches.
Yeah, Lydia, I think it was Tuesday in practice, was driving to the hole and her knee popped. And right now we're not sure. They think it's a sprained MCL, ACL, and she hasn't have an MRI done. So, right now we're not sure. But, I feel bad for her. She's come along this year. She's been playing hard. And
she is a hustling.
She's crazy.
I love to watch her play. She reminds me a lot of Wes, but just all over the floor, and she's just and what a great kid. So you hate to see her with any kind of injury at all, especially when she was starting to really kick it in.
Yeah, and I know she started physical therapy this past week, and I don't know if she's talking about not doing an MRI because I don't think she wants to find out.
I don't blame her. They're getting ready to do the national anthem here. We'll take a break, and we'll be back after the national anthem, and we'll talk about the starters and get the game going. Back right after this.
Looking for that special holiday gift? We have the answer for you, and you don't even have to travel far. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the gift that everyone wants and needs. What other gift can you give that is both a want and a need? Give the gift of food this holiday season. Stop in and buy a gift card or a meat bundle as the perfect answer to your gift giving this year. Don't forget, we have the best deli around. Stop to see our deli team today for the lowest prices and the greatest quality. Happy holidays from Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
This is Joelle Culp, and my dad and I have been all around the town checking out all the Christmas decorations in town. Here are the results of our contest. The third place winner gets $25 in Fort Recovery Merchant gift certificates. And our third place winner is Ron and Cheryl Koppelman. The second place winner gets $50 in Fort Recovery Merchant gift certificates. And our second place winner is Bill and Ashley Taft. First place grand prize winner gets a $75 in Fort Recovery Merchant gift certificates. And the grand prize winner for the best Christmas decorations in 2017 Fort Recovery Christmas Decorating Contest is Dawn and Brenda Wendell. Congratulations to all.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop stop it.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
We have learned that 1 in 5 teens abuse prescription medications not prescribed to them that can lead to serious addictions. This is Governor John Kasich. Drugs are destroying our communities and taking futures away from our young people. That is why safety partners like the Ohio State Highway Patrol and the Ohio National Guard have joined forces to give our young folks 5 Minutes for Life, a program dedicated to reducing drug use among Ohio teens. Learn more about the program at facebook.com/5 Minutes for Life.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. And we're getting ready for the Indians versus the Ansonia Tigers. Jeff, you want to go over the starters with us?
Yeah, I got them here tonight for the Ansonia Tigers. They'll be starting number 0, Aiden Sanders, a 6'2 senior. Actually used to be a Fort Recovery boy at one time. Number 2, Devin Sink, a 5'10 junior. Number 5, Brandon Swab, the 5'10 senior. Number 23, Hunter Muir, the 6'4 junior. And number 24, Trevor Alexander, a 6'1 senior. For the Indians tonight, they'll be starting number 0, Grant Kanagi, 6'1 sophomore. A junior, 6'4, Peyton Judy, number 2. Number 5, Ryan Braun, a 6'3 senior. Starting number 12, Clay Schmidt, the 6'3 freshman. And number 14, Cade Wendell, the 5'10 senior. So Indians mix up the lineup tonight. They'll start Clay Schmidt, so we're getting ready to tip off here.
They got the music turned up a little loud, don't they?
I'm not sure
anybody can hear us, but they are announcing their lineups, and they are there's a pretty decent crowd here, but they are rocking the gym with their sound. So that's
They do.
They are
a sound system.
They are drowning us out.
So, actually, you know, looking at it, it looks like Fort Recovery probably has more fans here than Ansonia.
Yeah, there's a lot of empty spaces over there, but you know, it's a holiday weekend, and you don't know who's going to be here. You don't know who's in town. You know, I thought our girls' game was very sparsely attended today compared to a lot of them. So, and normally,
yeah,
on
with
Saturday,
the holidays,
yeah, for the holidays, you don't know what you're going to get. And I think today they, you know, we normally would have had a lot more fans there on a Saturday afternoon, but yep. So we're getting ready to start here. Got the music turned down a little bit so we can breathe.
Ryan Braun and Mac or Hunter Muir is going to jump it up and controlled by Clay Schmidt.
All right,
Clay has it up top on the right side to Cade Wendell, being guarded by Sink. Indians wrap it around to the left side to Clay Schmidt. He picks up his dribble, loses it twice, picks it back up, throws it over to Grant Kanapke on the right side. Indians showing some patience, over to Peyton Judy on the left side, into the corner to Clay Schmidt. Picks up his dribble, brings it back up top to Grant Kanapke. To the left side, comes back to Cade. And then shown some patience, or Ansonia's playing really good defense. I think a little bit of both.
Yep.
Cade Wendell about loses it into Ryan Braun. Jumper up and good. So Ryan's got 2, makes it 2-0 Indians.
Nice little turnaround jumper there, but about 8 feet.
Like to thank our first quarter sponsor, Couch Pharmacy. Coming across the timeline with it is Sanders, being guarded by Grant Kanapke. Right side goes to Sink. Sink's one of those kids that can be very dangerous. Hunter Murr on the drive, kick out corner, 3-ball on the way by Alexander, no good, rebound Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy comes up, gives it to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun on the drive in the middle, picks up his dribble off to Peyton Judy. Peyton flops inside, no good, rebound off to Ansonia, that's to Murr. Murr comes on the run, over to 3-ball on the way up, halfway in and out by Swab. Peyton Judy on the run, down the right side, loses a handle on it. Dove on the ball, should have been a foul, no call. Ryan Braun drives right side, finds Clay Schmidt. Clay puts it up, no good. Rebound Swab. So right now, Indians right now look a little tentative on the offensive end. Yeah. Murr has it. Kick out to Alexander on the right side, being guarded by And then Meredith loses a handle and goes out of bounds. So.
Bounce pass to him, and it looked like he was going to move toward the basket before he hit the ball and just bounced off his knee and out of bounds.
Coach Chad Kramer not happy about that?
Nope.
Mike Bayshore calls out a set here. Cade Wendell has it on the right side, drives the middle. Pull up, now travels, picks up his dribble, takes a shot up, no good. Rebound battled before and comes down to Dylan Sink. Dylan Sink has it on the right side, being guarded closely by Cade Wendell. Drives right side up, left-handed layup, up and good. So nice move by Sink, makes it 2-2, 5:52 to go here in the first quarter. Cade Wendell has it, high ball screen by Ryan Braun. Cade picks up his dribble. Peyton Judy on the curl out to Ryan Braun. Ryan drives left side, throws it up, no good. Rebound battled for, comes down to Sink. So Indians get a score in their first possession and been empty-handed the last three. Max Murr has it left side over to Swab, brought over to Alexander. Back up top to Murr. Murr drives, picks up his dribble, shot up, banks it in. So Hunter Murr has two, and it makes it 4-2.
Indians behind.
And Sonia. Cade Wendell comes across the timeline, being guarded by Devin Sink. Peyton Judy looking for the flare screen. Inside it comes. Ryan Braun up, and he gets fouled. So nice little bounce pass there by Cade Wendell to find Ryan, and Ryan's going to go to the line to shoot two.
He'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line, and have a couple of shots. Indians down 4-2 on the first quarter of Cal Pharmacy scoreboard.
Ryan's got two in the game. First free throw's up, and it's good. So Ryan is accounted for all three of the Indians' points. Makes it 4-3, 5:03 to go here. Calps Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Second free throw up, and then it's good as well. So Ryan has four. So, you know, Ryan started hot several games, and then he disappeared. So let's hopefully tonight he stays with us.
A lot of the reason he's disappeared is the other guys kick it in and take over, and they don't need him. He seems to score whenever we need him to.
Swab on the drive, kicks it out to Murr. Murr has it. Spouting out instructions, out in the corner goes the Swab. Three ball up, no good, over the top of the backboard. So Trevor Vaughn's going to come in, and he's going to replace Schmidt. And we got a whole load of number four for Ansonia. It's going to be Buckingham.
Yep, that's
and number 50, Andrew Rowland, the 5'9 post player. So.
Buckingham's a sophomore.
Is he?
Yeah, pretty good player. I used to know his dad, worked with his dad for a while, and the kid, I just remember him from last year being a really good ball handler and a pretty good shooter. So
Grant Kanacki has it on the drive. Goes back to right side, finds Ryan Braun up and good. So Braun has six of our six, makes it 6-4.
I wouldn't mind if he had all 85 of our points tonight.
He wouldn't either. There's Murr, has it, about travels. Brought inside, he's 3 seconds. Nope. Back out to Murr, being guarded by Braun. Three up, shot up, no good. Rebound, Cade Wendell.
Very good.
Cade Wendell has it, throws it in the front court to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it, back over to Cade Wendell. Cade, high ball screen from Trevor. Shot picked up, three ball on the way, up. No good. Battled for. Grant Kanacki with the rebound. Grant has it. Fakes the three. Drives. Up. No good.
Oh,
battled for.
Nice floater.
And Grant's
going to
be out of bounds. So.
Yep.
So Grant Kanacki took a good aggressive. We need to get him going.
Yes, we do. He had 16 and 17 or whatever it was to start the season and ran into three games in a row. He had zeros.
He might have had 20-some against Dayton or Delphus Jefferson.
Yep, I believe that's right. He seems to sometimes not be able to get his shots. And
Sanders
then
has it. Murr with a jump shot up and good. So Hunter Murr, he's got four. It makes it 6-6. 3:22 to go here. First quarter, Cal's Pharmacy scoreboard. Cade Wendell has it. And what do they call there? Call an offensive foul on Trevor Vaughn.
I wasn't watching under there, so I have no idea what happened. Might have been a screen thing or something. I don't know. No idea.
So, turnover. Aiden Sanders brings it across the timeline, being guarded by Grant Kanacki. On the right side, it goes to Devin Sink. Back up top to Murr. Murr on the right side. Wheels, deals. Kicks it out. Number four, Buckingham. Three ball up. No good. Max Burr with the offensive rebound, but he cannot count. Check it in. Cade Wendell has it. coming across the timeline, being guarded by Sank, and that has to be a reach in, but no call. Coming into the game is going to be Matthew Ferrier for Ansonia, and he's going to replace Aiden Sanders. So right now, Hunter Murr is trying to do everything for the Tigers. An athletic kid brought into Cade Wendell. Going to give it to Petey Judy. Petey Judy looks like a set coming. Downstream comes Ryan Braun. Looks the handoff. Ryan picks up the dribble. He just double dribbled. So right now, it's some mental errors.
Yep, he dribbled out to the foul line and made a nice move to the to the right side and dribbled again.
Dribble and dribbled again. So Alexander's going to come in and he replaces Roland. So Alexander has it up top. Over in the corner goes the Buckingham. Back out to Alexander. High ball screen picked up. Nice job by the Indians there. Out it goes to Alexander on the right side to Murr. Three ball on the way. No right good. Side. Rebound Grant Kanacki. So Grant Kanacki with the rebound. Brings it across to Peyton Judy, being guarded by Ferrier. High ball screen comes. Peyton loses the dribble, and he loses it out of bounds. So
yep.
That was disaster from the start right there,
yep.
Wasn't it?
He lost control of the ball, got it back pretty quickly, but bounced it off his knee. Straight out of bounds.
Whoop. Little miscommunication here with the clock keeper.
Yep, he hit the...
No, you can't go in.
They let him do that in the JV game.
Derek Judy's waiting to check in. Here it comes. On the top it comes to Murr. Murr has it. Dribbles right side. Kicks over to Sink. Back up top it comes to Buckingham. Buckingham has it over to Alexander. Alexander on the drive. Cut off. Buckingham three ball up. Air ball. Cade Wendell with the rebound. 6-6. 1:44 to go here. First quarter. Cade Wendell on the drive. Drive. Kick. Over to Trevor Vaughn. High ball screen. Ryan Braun has it up top. Over to Peyton Judy. Three ball, Grant Kanacki up and good.
All right.
I can see Grant hit one there.
Oh, man.
Makes it 9-6. Grant has his first three.
Yep. Beautiful shot.
The Buckingham guy, he used to work for the Tiger?
Yes, he still does.
All right.
Yep,
that's what I wondered.
Does. Yep.
I saw him sitting over there. Three ball, no good. Rebound, Peyton Judy. And he's on the run. Over to Ryan Braun. Up and one. So good job by the Indians there to get out and run. Ryan Braun picks it up, makes it 11-6. Brawny has six.
Yep. Brawny was streaking toward the basket. Peyton was watching for him and waiting for him and got that pass in exactly the right spot. That was beautiful.
So in the game's going to be Noah Leonard and Derek Judy. They're going to replace Trevor Vaughn and Peyton Judy. Ryan Braun, he has six. 11-6 here, Cal's Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Brawny up and good. So Ryan with a nice start.
Yep. Nice shot. Another three foul shots, I believe, for him from the Hull Brothers foul line. So that's a good addition to his other.
Alexander has it on the left side. Over to Mac Hunter Murr in the corner. Murr on the drive. Step back. Gives it off the sink. Three ball up. Looked pretty good. In and out. Rebound Noah Leonard.
That was a deep one and just rattled out.
Cade Wendell with it. 43 seconds to go. Drives middle. Kick out it goes. Derek Judy on the drive. Over to Grant Kanapke. Grant, he's on the bounce. Over to Cade. Cade passes up the shot. 35 seconds. See if the Indians go for one here. Leading by six. 29 seconds. Ryan Braun has it. Left side on the drive. Over to Cade Wendell. Down into Noah Leonard. Noah, spin move. Up, no good. Rebound, Sink. 18 seconds to go. 12-6. Sink has it on the right side, being guarded by Cade Wendell. On the drive, he takes it. In to Noah Leonard. Up, no good. Rebound, Derek Judy. We got 5 seconds. Up ahead, tip. Grant Kanapke has it. 1 second, three ball up, and
oh,
no good.
Pretty good.
So after one, the Indians lead 12-6. Cal Pharmacy scoreboard.
Back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kelp of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kelp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kelp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. Here with Jeff Vaughn. Indians lead 12-6 on the second quarter Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
Yeah. And you know the ironic thing there, Neil, is Peyton Judy has not scored a bucket yet. So that's a good sign for the Indians, if you ask me.
Yes, it is. And he's back in now. He took a little
Alexander has first it. Quarter. Goes inside. Murr being guarded by Braun. Double screen. Three ball up. No good by Buckingham. Rebounded by Devin Sink. Turned over. Ryan Braun with the steal. Over to Peyton Judy. Peyton has it. In the corner, three ball, Grant Konecki up, no good, rebound Ryan Braun. Ryan got away with a little push off there, but we'll take it. Over to Ryan Braun on the left-hand side, looking to get it to Peyton Judy. Peyton has it, over to Grant. Noah Leonard posting up inside, kicks back out to Grant. Grant loses the hold on it, picked up by Schwab, and they're going to call a timeout by Ansonia, 30
variety. You have to save the travel, I think. So let's just give a little shout-out to one of our sponsors here, the Miracle Lanes Bowling Alley. If you're running late, maybe you can't decide what to make for supper, don't feel like making supper, just call Miracle Lanes, 375-4274, and let them get your supper ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. If you want great sandwiches, deep-fried goodies, wings, pizza, kind of anything you want. You want to go ahead and give them a call, 375-4274, and then just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, one of our sponsors here.
We're back here, Ansonia, 12-6, Indians in the lead. Fowler Mechanical scoreboard, 7:16 to go. Alexander has it, brought over to the corner, it goes to Murr, back up top to Schwab, swung around to Alexander. Alexander inside, kicks out to Schwab. Schwab, good shot, making traveled.
Yep.
Tell you what, Indians need to stay down on defense right now. They're jumping at every ball fake, to be honest.
Well, they're so anxious to make that steal because they know they're quick enough to do it, and it's really hard to pass that up. And so they are falling for a lot of the fakes.
Cade Wendell has it, being guarded by Schwab. On the right side, it comes to Grant Konecki. High ball screen by Brawny. Over to Noah Leonard. Cade Wendell on the drive. Good take by Cade and one. So
nice move.
That was. Indians, they got to clear out the backside, and Cade drives in and gets the and one. That's Cade's first points, makes it 14-6.
So he'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line to try to get the and one. 14-6 now, Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
Cade's first free throw, traditional and one, no good, rebound by Hunter Murr. Hunter Murr brings it down the floor, being guarded by Ryan Braun. Hedge by Noah Leonard. Three ball by Alexander. Up, no good. Rebound, Grant Konecki.
He was up for that
rebound.
I'll
tell you what, he is athletic as all get out.
Yes.
Ryan Braun has it. Brought up to Peyton Judy. Peyton still does not have a bucket. I know he's looking to get one. Over to Cade in the corner. Cade has it. High ball screen, Noah Leonard. Picked up. They switch. They got to look inside. We got a major mismatch. Recognize it.
What, we got about a 5'10" guy on Noah?
Cade with the drive, and he's going to get fouled. So
that'll put him at the Hull Brothers foul line for two this time. Didn't make the shot. Got fouled enough that he didn't have much chance to make that one.
Who was the foul on? The foul was on Hunter Murr, and I thought he had a clean block, but needless to say, Cade goes to Hull Brothers free throws, and he cashes in. He's got three. Makes it 15-6. Hey, Second free throw for Cade is on the way, and it's good as well. Makes it 16-6. Indians with their largest lead of the game at 10. Maybe 9. Maybe 9. I thought
they didn't put that one
up. They didn't put it up, did they?
And 9-4 is 13, and the 3 that somebody else has up there, Seth Grant has, is 16, but they don't have that last point up there. Bubble gets straightened out a little
Burner
bit.
On the drive. Bad defense by the Indians. He gets his offensive rebound. He goes back up and gets fouled.
Hey, Bubba.
They'll get it straightened out here in a little bit, I'm sure. At the end of the quarter, for sure, because Bubba always adds things up. And
foul by Murr. Grant Konecki. Murr's going to go to the foul line.
Grant has one foul, two team fouls for the Indians.
Murr's first free throw is good. So Hunter Murr's got 5 of the 7 for the Ansonia Tigers.
Yep.
Devin Sink's going to come in and replace Brandon Swab or Braden Swab.
Yep. So he'll get one more to Hull Brothers foul line.
5:50 to go here. Up, and it's good by Murr. So Murr has 6. Makes it, should be 16-8. Still don't have the scoreboard correct, but,
no, but Cade okay.
Wendell will bring it across the timeline. Kicked over to Grant Konecki. Inside it goes to Noah Leonard. Noah has it. He turns it over. So
tried to get in inside to Petey, going to the basket, and got tipped away.
No on defense on Alexander. Kicked over to the corner to Buckingham. Buckingham has it, guarded by Judy. Back out top it goes to Sink. Ryan Braun, Sink drives. Kick out goes to Alexander. 3-ball up and good. So Alexander knocks down a 3. It makes it 16-11.
That was a nice shot.
That was
quick
a great-looking stroke. I remember when that kid was younger, he was really, really good. Over Peyton, Judy has it. Still yet to score. Picks up his dribble and turns it over. Right there, Peyton just stood straight up, and Alexander took it from him. Buckingham, 3, up and good. So right now, the Indians.
16-14, all those scoreboards says 15. But
they were up 10, and all of a sudden, it is a 8-0 run by the Ansonia Tigers.
Yep.
4:44 to go. Cade Wendell doing a lot of dribbling and nowhere to go. Close to 5 count. Grant Konecki has it. Into Cade Wendell. Cade squares up. Clears it out. On the left side, Cade has it. Curl by Peyton Judy. High ball screen comes from Noah Leonard. Good job. And they steal it almost and go the other way. Got a sub for the Indians. Trevor Vaughn's going to replace Noah Leonard.
So
I still can't believe they haven't picked that score.
Yeah, it says 15-14 on the Fowler Mechanical scoreboard, but we're showing 15-14, but we think it's 16-14, and the points for the players adds up to 16. So
Derek Judy,
we're up either 1 or 2. We think it's 2. We're
over to
sure
Cade
right.
Wendell. Cade Wendell on the drive, kick out to Ryan Braun. Next to Petey Judy.
Yep, they've changed.
Derek
the
Judy with the. Timeout. Coach Bayshore not happy, and with 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, exactly 4 minutes on the Fowler Mechanical scoreboard.
They're going to take one with them.
They're taking a full timeout, so we'll take a full timeout with them back in just a minute.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. Here with Jeff Vaughn. Indians leading 16-14. They did get the clock straightened up.
Yeah.
Exactly 4 minutes left in the Fowler Mechanical second quarter scoreboard.
And I'll tell you what, you know, the Indians had a 10-point lead, and like that, it went away.
Yes, it did. And we've had all season. It's been a game
Green
of streaks.
Into Peyton Judy. That's off. Rebound by Hunter Murr. So Peyton Judy yet to get going here. Hunter Murr has it on the drive over to Devin Sink. Three ball up, and that's good. So,
and the Indians are behind.
Wow.
Gave up 11 straight points.
That's a nice-looking stroke right there. And he's one of those kids that is so dangerous.
Yep.
Derek Judy has it. Picks up his dribble. Shot up. No good. Rebound comes off to Buckingham. So
Brownie missed one there, but it was a good shot, I thought.
Devin Sink, or man, back-to-back threes. That three is made by Aiden Sanders, and Indians are down 20-16. So
14 straight for the Tigers.
14-0 run here. Tigers now with a lead with by four. Peyton Judy yet to get started. Ryan Braun, offensive foul. Foul throws it away. And he's going to stay there. So
he did kind of bump him, but that was a pretty good flop by the Ansonia player, too. The referee didn't call it. So
right now, Indians need a bucket right here.
Coach is arguing his case, but official said, he didn't really hit him.
Clayton Pearson's going to come in and replace Trevor Vaughn. Triggered into Grant Kanapke. Over to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun has it on the drive. Picks up his dribble. Grant Kanapke now with a high ball screen by Ryan Braun. Over to Clayton Pearson in the left side in the corner. Back up to Grant Kanapke. Back to the corner it goes. Clayton Pearson, he tries to force it into Ryan Braun, and another turnover by the Indians. 20-16.
We're throwing passes that we shouldn't be throwing.
Right now it's been turnover after turnover for the Indians, and here's another three by Buckingham. Up, no good. Rebound, Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson has it on the run, and he turns it over again. So Clayton, two back-to-back turnovers. Hunter Murr up and good. Wow. 22-16. Indians trail by six with 2:05 to go here. Fowler Mechanical. So Indians built their biggest lead, and now they're down by six. Ansonia here on a 16-0 run. Ryan Braun on the drive. Pull up. Blocked by Murr. And out of bounds it goes. Noah Leonard is going to come in. He's going to check in for...
Tigers are fired up.
He has no idea who he's coming in for, but it comes in for Clayton Pearson.
They are really, really cranked up, and I don't blame them. They're playing well.
Again, they're on a 16-0 run. Brought in close to five, and they're going to call an offensive foul or a hold on 24. Called a hold on Alexander. It's going to be his second foul, team's fifth, so foul trouble not a real issue. Alexander does have two fouls for Indians down six.
So freshman Reese Stommel will come in for him. He played a lot in the JV game.
Going to come in to Noah Leonard. Kicked it out to Cade Wendell, and Cade traveled. Cade had a wide-open look and decided to take a dribble and
took a step before he put the ball down.
So that's about four straight trips with turnovers?
Yep. And yeah, some of them are bad passes. That one was a travel.
We've been stuck on 16 since the four-minute mark, I believe.
Well, even before that, because we called that timeout because they were making a good run on us. I think it was, at that time it was 16-14. At four
three
minutes.
Ball up and no good. Fought for the rebound out on Noah Leonard. So,
wow.
Aiden Sanders going to come in and replace Barrier on the floor.
In almost every game we've played, there have been streaks just like this. We'll be up 10. We'll just dominate and then we can't make a basket.
Hunter Murr has it. Loose ball. And it kicked out for Swab. Three ball up and good. So right there was one of those situations for the Indians that, loose ball. And then all of a sudden, Cade Wendell on the drive. Up, no good. Rebound comes down to, looks like, Aiden Sanders. So 25-16, Indians down nine. Right now it comes to Swab. He picks it up over to Hunter Murr. Hunter Murr has it. Three ball Swab.
Looks like he
picks it up. Rolling. Blocked by Petey Judy.
Yep.
So we got
Noah Leonard. We were up 16-6.
Yes, we were.
And we have let them score 19 straight points after dominating the early part of the
game. In less than a minute and a half, to be honest.
Yeah.
Hunter Murr has it. Up. And good. So Hunter Murr, he's got 10. It makes it 27-16. Indians down 11. Grant Konecki has it. Three ball block. Rebound. And they traveled. So right now,
maybe that'll spot the momentum a little bit.
Clayton Pearson comes in. He's going to replace Grant Konecki. Right now, it's like a fire sale here with substitutions.
Yep.
Brought into Ryan Braun. Being guarded by Roland. Brings it down. About turned over to Cade Wendell. Back inside it comes. Ryan Braun has it. Three ball. Cade Wendell right side up. No good. Fought for Clayton Pearson. Cade Wendell on the drive. Kicks it over to Derek Judy. Derek drives. Takes it in. And he's going to get fouled.
Maybe this will stop the bleeding and get us a couple of points from the Hull Brothers foul line. Hull Brothers need to get us some. That's the last time we scored was
Ryan Braun. Cade might have hit two. Yep. Makes 27-16. Indians trail. Again, Indians have been on 16 since at least the 4 minute mark of this quarter.
Yep, I believe it was around 2 minutes into the second quarter when we got to 16.
Derek Judy makes it. That's his first
and
point.
We've been there the whole time. It was 16-6, and now it's 27-17. Finally,
free throw up and good. So
finally
Derek
made
makes
a little.
Two. Makes it a 9-point game. Hunter Murr has it. Coming across the timeline. 18 seconds to go. 27-18. Hunter Murr kicks it over to Sink. Sink has it. Jab step. Attacking Derek Judy. Step back three. Up. No good. Rebound Blaine Toby. And we got a foul on number 50 Roland. That's going to be. And the thing with that is we're shooting 1-1. So. Team foul number 7.
Is it? Okay, yep.
And Blaine Toby will be going to the line to shoot 1-1.
That'll be good. Well, our last, 4, 5, 6 points have come from the Hull Brothers foul line. We haven't made a field goal in a couple of months, it seems like. We haven't made a field goal in 21 points for them, I know that.
And Blaine Toby short with that. Makes it 4 seconds. Murr has it. Moving screen. Three ball on the way. Up. No good. So your halftime score, 27-18. Ansonia Tigers on top of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back right after this.
Thank our sponsor, Fowler Mechanical, second quarter sponsor. Be back in just a minute. We'll be talking with Mr. Justin Ferks at halftime.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough like you. Call 419-678-4850.
All right, we are back here at halftime, and Indians were in control. We were up 16-6 a couple of minutes into the second quarter, and until we made a couple of foul shots here pretty recently, we let Ansonia score, I believe, 18 straight before we scored, and now they are up 27-18, 9 points on us from us being up 10. They have recovered 19 points on us in the last 6 minutes of the of the Fowler Mechanical second quarter, and a little bit distressing because the Indians, you know, we had the game under control, and if you've watched very much, you've seen it, had the game kind of under control, and then all of a sudden we can't seem to really make a basket, can't get the ball down the court, we can't make a pass. It's just pretty distressing. So Indians need to pick it back up. But if you've been watching us much, you know we get streaks where we can't be stopped and streaks where we can't score. So we're going to talk to Fort Recovery Superintendent of Schools, Mr. Justin Fertz here. And Mr. Fertz, what kind of stuff do we have going on at school? I know is it the second 9 weeks done, or do we have the tests done? What's going on?
Yeah, we have second semester exams at the high school are just wrapped up, and then we'll come back after break, and we'll have like a week less of class, and then we'll finish up the second 9 weeks, and then we'll get right into the third 9 weeks. So it's flying right by.
That's good. So any great things, terrible things going on at school? Anything just cruising along? Or
we got a lot of good stuff going on. You know, as far as academically. Recently, Cleveland.com came out and listed Fort Recovery High School as one of the top 100 high schools in the state of Ohio, which is a great honor.
That is good.
We were 78th out of roughly 900 high schools in the state of Ohio, so we're pretty proud of that. And,
now, is that all academics, or is it a combination of academics and extracurriculars,
yeah,
or just anything?
Yeah, that's all academics.
Oh, that's
so,
really good, because
yeah.
We know we're pretty good on extracurriculars.
Yeah.
We have some of the best. You know, the band's doing well, FFA, the sports, we have a lot of good stuff going on besides academic. So
yeah, we're really proud of that. And then obviously, you know, the extracurriculars like you talked about, our band just recently went to the state band competition, which was the first time in probably
yep.
4 or 5 years, which is an excellent honor.
Yep.
FFA's rocking right or wrong. Recently received a $10,000 grant from the Lee Simon award winner, and you know, basketball wise and swimming wise, we're off to great starts. Girls won again today. They're 5-1. Boys are 4-2, and our girls swim team's off to a hot start. It seems like they're winning about every match.
And
so.
The boys team would be if they had more swimmers. They just can't compete in enough events to ever win an event.
Yeah,
because
correct.
They don't have enough swimmers for relays, so they can't compete in the relays. They have singles only. But is there any like illnesses or anything going through the school? Is everything pretty good that way?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy around school. I mean, it's that time
that's
of
good.
Year where we
yep.
get, you know, some flu, you know, symptoms going around the elementary school, and that's just part of it. But overall, school year's off to a great start. It's hard to believe that we're at Christmas break already. And, you know, our staff's done a great job the first semester, and we're going to continue to rock right along in the second semester, and we're going to finish strong. So it's been a great start to the school year.
So when do we start back up after the new year? Do we start on Tuesday the 2nd?
We start on Wednesday the 3rd.
Wednesday the 3rd.
Yeah.
So we have a basketball game on Tuesday night and then start school on Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll be right back in the start of the first day of school, and then, like I said, we have about a week left in the second 9 weeks, and then we'll start right into the third. The second semester.
That's great. Anything else you want to throw at us here?
No, it's just been a great start to the school year. I appreciate you letting me come on. Like I said,
sure.
You know, academically, we're off to a great start. Really proud of that Cleveland.com award. Really proud of our FFA and our band programs and our boys basketball and girls basketball and our swim teams. And, you know, we're going to continue to plug right along continue to make improvements and get better each day.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people know a lot about the spectator sports like I do, but you know, you don't get to go watch the FFA. It's really hard to go to the swim meets. It's 180 degrees in the whatever they call the swim room, technically there's some home ones, but there's never any nearby, and it's tough.
Usually, you know, their home meets are either at the Jay County, or a lot of times they'll swim over at the Auglaize Y and Minster. Mindy Buff's our swimming coach, and she's done a phenomenal job with our program. Like you said, the girls have numbers and they're really outstanding, and the boys are competitive too, but we only have a handful of boy swimmers, so it's really hard to win meets when you only have a handful.
Well, we appreciate it. I've been talking here with Mr. Justin Fertz, Superintendent of Schools for Fort Recovery. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower
T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT-1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. Just a couple more minutes here before the end of halftime. As we mentioned, the Indians down 9 points here at halftime, 27-18. And they were up at one time 16-6 early in the third quarter. And Ansonia scored either 18 or 19 or 20 straight before the Indians scored. And then Ansonia scored a couple more. So we went from 10 up to 11 down. Now it might have been 12 down. Now it's 9 down. So Ryan Braun leads the Indians with 9. Pretty much everybody else is doing okay, but we just have been kind of throwing the ball around and not getting the ball up court like we want to. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back, and Jeff Vaughn will join me for the second half. We'll be back right after this.
Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation. And at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Welcome back here to Ansonia High School. The third quarter scoreboard sponsored by Wangler Hardware. Indians got
2 points from Blaine Toby here at the start of the second half. Indians have on the floor Blaine Toby, Clayton Pearson, Derek Judy, Ryan Braun, and Cade Wendell. Our leading scorer, Peyton Judy, on the bench right now with no points. So I think Coach Bayshore's maybe giving him a wake-up call.
Oh,
and Ryan Braun misses the bunny inside. It's going to go out on Ansonia.
There was some contact, and he went up strong, but we'll get a lot of games where that won't be called. So we might as well get used to that contact.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that's MAC basketball right there.
Triggered in there. Derek Judy puts his head down, up, spin, roll, no good, rebound,
nice
Hunter
move,
Burr. And then there's a foul by Derek Judy out of frustration, I believe. So,
yep,
that's
going
to be Derek's first, team first. 6:56 to go here, Wangler Hardware scoreboard, third quarter.
27-20 now.
Brought in to Alexander. Alexander comes across the timeline, being guarded by Blaine Toby. Over to Swab. Swab has it at the volleyball line. On the right side it comes to Hunter Murr. Spin move up and good. No good. Rebound Murr. Kicked out. It comes to Sanders. Three ball. No good. Good check out by Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell on the run, about loses the ball, kicks it out to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun all the way up and one. So Ryan Braun, he has 11, makes it 27-22. He's going to go to the line here and shoot one.
I was afraid they were going to call an offensive foul on him, but I thought the guy stepped under him, but it doesn't always get called that way. So he'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line, see if he can get us a little closer. 27-22 now on the
Wangler Hardware
third quarter scoreboard.
No good. Rebound Sanders. Over it comes. Kick out to the corner. Swab fakes a three. Goes by Derek Judy. Off the glass. No good. Rebound Clayton Pearson.
Might have traveled coming away from it, but nothing said.
Here comes Derek Judy. About traveled over to Ryan Braun. In the corner comes the Cade Wendell. Ball screen. Cade drives. Kicks out to Blaine Toby. Blaine has it. Wrong over to Derek Judy on the left side. Blaine has it wide open inside. Picks up his dribble, kicks it, three ball Ryan Braun. Up, no good. Rebound Blaine Toby, and he's going to get fouled. So Blaine Toby got an offensive rebound. Nobody was around, and he gets fouled.
Yep.
5:49 to go here, Wangler Hardware. Third quarter scoreboard.
Blaine will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. Indians down five.
Free throw up, and it's good by Blaine. Blaine's got three.
Nice shot.
Alexander's going to come out. I think he's got three fouls. And Blaine's going to be at the Hall Brothers foul line
for another,
shooting his second free throw. 5:49 to go, 27-23. Free throw up, and it's good. So Blaine has four. Indians showing a little pressure, brought into Devin Sink. Over it comes to Aiden Sanders. Aiden Sanders will bring it across the timeline, being guarded by Clayton Pearson. And that's lack of focus right there, and Devin Sink goes out of bounds.
Yep.
Unforced turnovers. Those are killers. Indians down three. Got to take an opportunity here. To
yep.
5:35 to go. Cade Wendell has it on the right side. Brings it up top. Kicks it over to Clayton Pearson and to Ryan Braun. Clayton Pearson, three ball on the way, no good. Rebound, fought four, comes down by Aiden Sanders. Aiden Sanders has it. Dribbles across the timeline. Over to Devin Sink. Devin Sink in the paint, pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Blaine Toby. Cade Wendell brings it down, cross, being guarded by Sink. Cade goes a bucket, and good. Makes it 27-26, timeout. And Sonya, that's going to be a full timeout.
It's eight straight points for the Indians. 27-26, 5:04 to go here on the Wangler Hardware third quarter scoreboard. We'll be back right after this.
We've been part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors, and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School. Ansonia be taking the ball out. Indians down to 1 point now.
Close to 5 second call, brought into Buckingham, being trapped in the front court. Over, going to give up a layup. On the backside it goes up, and Sanders responds, makes it 29-26. So
we were really close to getting a steal. And
real close to a five-second call there,
yep.
And then Ansonia got behind the defense. Cade Wendell has it up top. Indians trail 29-26, 4:40 to go. Over to Blaine Toby in the corner. It goes to Pearson, three ball. Derek Judy up and goes. So Derek Judy knocks down a three, makes it 29-all. Good skip pass there by Clayton Pearson. Hunter Murr has it. Brings it across the timeline, being guarded by Ryan Braun. Over to Buckingham on the left-hand side. Over to Murr. Murr has it. Looking for a ball screen from Rowland. Kicked out. It comes to Sink. Sink on the drive. Picked up. Loose ball on the floor. Battled for. Comes out to Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it. Picks up his dribble. Finds Cade Wendell. Devin Sink guarding Cade Wendell. On the drive, Cade gets cut off. Hand off over to Derek Judy on the left side. Back up top to CP. CP over to Cade Wendell. Ryan Braun, three ball fake. Drives left side and gets just swatted by Devin Sink. So Swab's going to come into the lineup and replace Sink. So,
yep. Might have been a little contact there, but that was a really good block.
Indians have it underneath their bucket. 29 all, 3:47 to go. Derek Judy inside, got fouled, no call made it. So Derek Judy, he has seven here in this quarter.
Nice
so,
little left hand.
Or excuse me, he has five in this quarter. Indians take the lead, 31-29. Inside it goes, out Buckingham to Hunter Murr. Hunter Murr picks up his dribble off to Braden Swab. To the right side it comes to Sanders over to Buckingham. Buckingham has it, swings it back out. Right side to Murr. Inside it comes to Rowland.
Nice play by Blaine.
A nice job by Blaine Toby to knocking that pass away. That's one maybe you and I might have got.
Yep.
That wasn't a very good decision. And to Blaine Toby it comes. Kick back out to Derek Judy. 3:06 to go. Back to Ryan Braun, 31-29. Ryan Braun on the drive over to Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson picks up his dribble. Ryan Braun on the drive. That's a charge. Nope, they call him foul on Hunter Murr. I think down low it looked like it was going to be a charge, but up top there's a foul. So Peyton Judy sighting coming here, 2:56 to go. He's going to come in and he's going to replace somebody here. Ryan Braun free throw up and good. Payne Judy replaces Clayton Pearson.
And Ryan will get another shot from the Hull Brothers foul line. So the Indians have outscored them 14-2 here in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter.
Hopefully this time the Indians don't let them respond with a 16-0
yep.
run.
Yep.
Hunter Murr has it.
Streaks,
comes across
streaks,
the
streaks.
Timeline. Gives it the corner to Swab, being guarded by Judy. And they call a hold on Peyton Judy. So
I didn't see what it
me neither.
He was explaining something. I didn't understand.
He said
what
you
he
can't
said.
Hold, but I don't even think he was close to him, was he?
I didn't. He was close to him, Peyton, but I didn't see
first,
any hands.
Team second.
But
triggered in it comes. Across to Alexander into the corner on left side to Buckingham. Buckingham to the left corner to Murr. Murr looks, wheels, deals, kicks out Alexander. Three ball up. No good. Rebound Peyton Judy. Coach Bayshore shouts out instructions here. Peyton Judy comes across the timeline over to Ryan Braun. Over to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell on the drive. Hand check by Braden Swab.
Well, I keep thinking that somewhere along in here is when Petey's just going to get fired up and just go.
Well, I think that's what the coach was thinking by sitting him here, and we'll see what happens. It's one of them things
yep.
that's either going to do it or it'll backfire.
Yeah, and, you know, had him out, and the Indians were playing well, so it wasn't a bad thing to have him out.
Three ball by Peyton Judy, up and good. Petey hits the three, makes it 35-29.
Got the ball, turned around, jump
and
shot.
We got a 30-second timeout by Ansonia. Clay Schmitz is going to come in here at this break.
30-second timeout. It's 35-29 Indians on the Wangler Hardware third quarter scoreboard. We'll take a quick break. Be back right after this.
Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation. And at Hull Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
That's 2:17. Are we back? Okay. I'm sorry. We were discussing things and trying to keep track of the score and what happened. So we're back here at Ansonia, 35-29 on the Wangler Hardware third quarter scoreboard.
Clay Schmidt comes back in. He replaces Blaine Toby. And then showing a little half-court 1-2-2 press. Close to 10 seconds, and it is. So Indians get a 10-second call there.
Yep. And it wasn't really great pressure by the
Indians. No, it wasn't any at all, to be honest.
Yeah. They were back there. And
Bunny just kind of played around with the basketball a little bit.
And they seemed like they had a lot of time. And Petey was back there bothering them a little bit and making it a little difficult, spend a little time. And
Ryan Braun picks up his dribble, being guarded by Murr. Off to Derek Jeudy. Over to Ryan Braun on the right side. Flair, Derek, Peyton Jeudy, three ball up, no just good. Up. Rebound, fought for, jump ball going to go to Ansonia on the jump ball. So scores 35-29, 1:44 to go here in Wengler Hardware third quarter scoreboard.
So the Indians have outscored them this quarter 17-2.
Well, what was the score at halftime?
It was 27-18.
All right.
So we've scored 17 to 2
runs.
After they outscored us 21-2, and we outscored them 16-6. So just been streak.
Brought inside on a curl. Bad defense by the Indians, but they get lucky there.
Yep.
Tell you what, you watch us defensively. We have a lot of breakdowns. We just got lucky right there.
Well, and even when we do that, a lot of times we will get we'll disrupt their passes, and like that one didn't really steal it, but disrupted enough that it went off the guy's leg and out of bounds.
Peyton Jeudy has it. High ball screen. Ryan Braun wide open. About to turn it over. Ryan has it. Kick out. Derek Jeudy, three ball right side up and good.
Oh,
so Derek Jeudy has scored 7 points this half, or actually eight this quarter. So
yep.
Nice quarter by the freshman. Three ball by Sink, up, no good. Rebound, fought for, Ryan Braun.
Yeah. In the second quarter, those shots were all going in.
I don't understand that. Calls it out of bounds on Hunter Murr, but we'll take it. So
I didn't think any one of them stepped out of bounds.
Had the ball, so
yep.
Aiden Sanders and Braden Swab's going to come in for the Tigers, replacing Buckingham and Stommen.
So Indians up 38-29, 54.4 in Wengler Hardware third quarter scoreboard.
Jade Wendell has it. Ryan Braun in the paint, spins up and misses a layup. Rebound fought for, comes down to Ansonia. So Hunter Murr has it, comes across the timeline, being guarded by Clay Schmidt and Ryan Braun, and that's a block on Ryan Braun. So that would look like disaster from the start there.
Yep.
So going to be a foul on Ryan Braun, his first, team's third. So Ansonia has it underneath their bucket. Going to be triggered in by Devin Sink. On the floor for the Indians, Derek Jeudy, Peyton Jeudy, Clay Schmitz, Ryan Braun, and Cade Wendell. Sink, three ball up and good. So he is a kid that was very streaky, and when he's going, watch out. Makes it 38-32, 18 seconds to go. Ryan Braun on the left side it comes. Down inside to Clay Schmitz. Three ball. Derek Jeudy up. No good. Fought for a rebound. Hunter Murr. Hunter Murr has it. 5:03. Picks it up. Sink. Three ball. Lets it go. And we fouled him. Ryan Braun fouls him on a three-point attempt.
Oh, almost midcourt. It was almost midcourt.
So 38-32. Wow, what a...
So that'll send Sink to the Hull Brothers foul line for three shots.
Wow.
Right now it stands 38-32 Indians. Indians have outscored them 20-5 so far. And it was 20-2 before Sink's three from the corner. First one up, bounces around, hits the rim three times, and off. They step back up to the Hull Brothers foul line for foul shot number two.
Make it 38-33.
One more time.
And he misses. So Indians get a little lucky there. And after three complete, 38-33, Indians.
Back right after this.
For
99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Oh, and you're an elf. Will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And computer,
uh-huh.
My own TV.
See what the elves have waiting for you where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Ansonia High School.
Indians lead 38-33, 7:55 to go here. Fourth quarter for Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Flare screen. Peyton Judy, three ball from the left side up. No good. Rebound Hunter Murr. So Peyton Judy has three on the night.
In and out.
And that one looked like it was down. Hunter Murr has it. Swings it across. It goes to the corner to Sanders. Back up top. Nice spin move by Sink, and he can't finish. So Derek Judy with a rebound. Derek Judy on the run. Looks up, and that's a charge. Derek just didn't have a plan right there on that one, and he bowls right over. So Derek Judy, that's his second team foul, team's fifth. So two more, and the Indians will be actually, Ansonia will be shooting 1-1.
Well, we need to not let that streak go the other way now.
38-33.
Kingston
24 to go.
Game of three streaks so far.
Yeah, it has been. Swab has it in the right side, brings in the left. A nice give and go. Swab traveled, and they'll call. Up top it goes. Sanders, three ball up. No good. Rebound Peyton Judy. So Aiden Sanders was last year, coach was telling me, a 42% three-point shooter, and this year he's at 7%.
Wow.
He told me that before the game. Derek Judy has a high ball screen. Ryan Braun. Miss Brawny wide open. Blaine Toby has it. Kicked over. Comes. Screen and roll. Blaine up and in. So Blaine Toby has 6 points.
Nice move.
Wide open on the double team. Ansonia really not doing a very good job at all with the ball screen. I'd run that every time because right now, Neil, they're leaving the post player wide open.
Yep. And if, I don't know if they've done any scouting. I'm going to say Blaine isn't high on their list of dangerous offensive threats, but he's, you know, if you leave him open, he's a strong, smart, good player. He's got some nice.
Yeah, and right now he's just making easy wide open layups, and that's all you got to do.
That's
so
exactly
kudos
right.
to him.
Yes, sir.
Alexander has it on the left, right side in the corner to Murr. Back cut, bad defense from the Indians, and get lucky they miss a layup.
Got
so
it.
And Derek Judy just hurt his ankle.
Down. Wrong. Hope it's his ankle. Well, I don't know if it's his ankle or not. He is holding his ankle.
Like an ankle.
Yeah, he looked like he might have grabbed toward his knee there, but.
Well, I think it's his ankle.
Yep. He's reaching down there now. Let's take a quick break while we're letting him kind of figure out what's going on there. No, they're taking him off. They're taking him off now, so we'll just stay here.
And Clayton Pearson's going to replace him. Looks like Eric Greasup's your 50-50
hey,
winner.
How about that? Eric Greasup. $119 richer. He's saying it's Don Workamp.
No, really.
I'm pretty sure it's not, but that's what he's going to have him
he's
announce.
He's stuck it in his pocket, so.
Yeah. So Eric Greasup walking off with the money anyway, telling him it's Don Workamp. Kate has the ball now.
No good. Fought for a rebound, Peyton Judy. So
that's a rebound right back up and in. 42-33 Indians on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Just under 6 minutes.
Over to Alexander on the drive. Gets passed. That's a foul on Blaine Toby. So right there, nice cut. And we just didn't do a very good job keeping the dribble in front of us. So. Alexander's going to shoot 1-1.
Yep, that's our seventh
team foul.
First foul on Blaine Tobey.
So he'll go to the...
Roland's going to come into the game for Alexander. Indians lead 42-33.
And he'll go to the Hull Brothers foul line. Down by 9, 5:45 left on the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Up, no good. Rebound, Blaine Tobey.
Nice strong
over
rebound by
Peyton
Blaine.
Judy. Over to Cade Wendell. Cade brings it across the timeline. Looks like a little half-court trap. Lazy pass. Got it by Peyton Judy. Three ball. Clayton Pearson, nothing but air. Rebound Blaine, and he's blocked. So good job by Blaine on the rebound, but unfortunately too many hands on the ball there. Yep. Sanders has it. Over to Alexander on the right side. He drives middle, picks up his dribble. Over to Sink. Step back three, and Cade Wendell is fouled. And we're talking a four-point play.
Yep.
So Devin Sink, he's got 9 now, looking for point 10, and he has a chance for a four-point play here.
I think Cade was a little frustrated that he let that guy get that, he made that little step forward fake.
We got a Grant Kanapke come in, replace Clayton Pearson. So Clayton goes to the bench, 42-36, 5:13 to go here, fourth quarter. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Sink at the Hull Brothers foul line for 1.
Free throws up, no
misses
good. Rebound,
one.
Ryan Braun.
He's 1 for his last 4.
Yeah, he missed, didn't he? He didn't on that. Grant Kanacki has it. Over to Cade Wendell. And Sonya's showing a little half-court trap. Going to call a timeout. Going to be a full timeout. I don't know, Neil, got a little sponsorship here.
Yeah, we'll just keep it here and talk about Miracle Lanes if you're looking for a little supper. 375-4274. They have the wings, pizza, all kinds of deep fried goodies, sandwiches. Everybody can get whatever they decide they want. You don't have to just get one thing and split it all up and hope it suits everybody. Everybody can get whatever they want. Just give them a call, drive through, pick it up. 375-4274. Let Corey and Jared take care of your supper for you at Miracle Lanes. And bowling leagues are going well for them. Lots of stuff, lots of good things going out on at Miracle Lanes. 375-4274. Give them a call. Order what you want. Just drive through and pick it up. Back to action.
Indians have it here. Peyton Judy's going to trigger it in.
They're looking for a towel, a little moisture over there. 5:03 on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard. Indians up 6. So...
They got a little popcorn, I think. Oh, on the...
they asked for a towel, but somebody's clapping about something. He's getting the broom and the dustpan out.
Knocking down threes, and he gets the dustpan and the broom out. So
Jose does everything except clean the floor, except he did that too.
Coach Kramer is out there with a towel. The Indians are led tonight by Ryan Braun with 12. Peyton Judy, three ball up, no good. Air ball, rebound, Blaine Tobey. Blaine takes it up, blocked again. Back up comes to Cade Wendell. Cade has it. Drives middle, gives it to Blaine. Blaine, shot fake, up, and he's going to get fouled. So, Blaine gets his money's worth, man.
Strong in there, man.
He gets
a lot of
shot attempts off.
Yep. And they don't seem like they're worried about getting the ball into him. They just get it into him, let him go to work. I like it. I like it a lot.
That's going to be foul number 3 on Hunter Murr.
Number 5 for the team.
Blaine misses that one.
We get one more attempt from the Hull Brothers foul line.
4:48 to go.
In regulation, we'll call it.
6-point lead for the Indians. I'd like to thank Fort Recovery Insurance, fourth quarter sponsor. Second free throw up. And it's no good. Hard off the rim. Rebounded by Roland. Roland has it. Off the Sink. Sink has it. Comes across the timeline. Out in the corner goes the Swab. We leave Sink wide open. Best three-point shooter. Got lucky. Rebound fought for. Going to stay with Ansonia. So Indians look to jump that corner. And fortunately for us, Sink didn't knock it down.
Yeah, that's a shot he's made probably 3 or 4 times already tonight. And he was very wide open there.
Derek Judy's going to come in and replace Blaine Tobey.
Lane leaves with 6 points and a lot of heart. He played hard, man.
Brought into Devin Sink, inside to Roland, back out to Sink. Sink on the drive, jump stab, got bumped in, got the one, and no call. Makes it 42-38. 4:24 to go. Sink now has 14. Cade Wendell has it. Little half court, 1-2-2 pressure for Ansonia. Brought across to Derek Judy. Back up top to Peyton Judy, over to Grant Kanapke. Grant has it in the corner, goes left side to Cade Wendell. Cade has it. Dribbles up top. Derek Judy's wide open on the skip if we see it where he made two threes. But back up top it comes to Peyton Judy. Coach Bayshore is going to hold it up top. Peyton Judy with it. Brian Braun, top of the key, over to Derek Judy on the right side. Picks up his dribble inside to Brian Braun. Skip pass, Peyton Judy up and in. So nice execution there by the Indians on that one. And we got a 44-38 ball game. 3:30 to go. Sink to the middle, and he gets fouled. That's going to be two. It's going to be on Derek Judy, I believe. Nope, Cade Wendell. It's going to be Cade's second. Team's ninth. So, actually, Cade Wendell's third foul.
So, Devin Sink will step to the Hull Brothers foul line. He'll get two shots. Indians with 19 fouls, Tigers with 5.
Sink, first free throw up, and it's no good. Unbelievable. He's missed 5 free throws this half.
Yep.
And he just kind of hangs his head after he drains some threes. He can't believe it.
Yeah. He's a shooter, and he can't make his foul shots. I'm
wide open.
That doesn't happen. I'd guess he's about a 65 to 70% free throw shooter.
I got free throw up, and it's no good. So he missed 6 this half.
Man.
1 of 6 on the foul line in the third and fourth quarter. There's a reach in and a foul. So right there was just frustration, I believe, on his part.
Yep. He was trying to make a play because he just was.
That sinks second. Going to be team 6.
He's mumbling to himself.
Yeah,
he is. Not happy. Maybe if we can keep him frustrated.
Yeah,
maybe
he made those right now. We got a tie ball game.
Oh, yeah.
Brought into Cade Wendell. Cade has it. 3:22 to go. Brings it across the timeline. Peyton Judy has it. Off the Cade. Cade's dribble. High ball screen Ryan. About a 5 count. Skip pass it goes. Derek Judy on the drive. Off to Peyton Judy. Back up side on the left side. It comes to Ryan Braun. Drive by Peyton Judy. Up and good. So Peyton
nice
Judy
move.
Scores it. He's got 7. 9 now for the Indians. Makes it 46-38.
Drove to the right side, crossed over to his left, and put it in left-handed.
Aiden Sanders nice sank. 3 ball up. No good. Rebound Ryan Braun. Off to Peyton Judy. Peyton has it. Comes across the timeline to Cade Wendell. Cade has it. Drives. Kicks the right side to Ryan Braun. About turned over. Back up top it comes to Peyton Judy. 46-38. Peyton on the drive. Takes it in. Jump stop. And he gets blocked. And they're going to call foul on Hunter Murr. I'm not sure about that one. Looked pretty clean to me. But
I think the hand was clean. There, I believe there's probably some body. But I'm not sure I'd have called that. It's probably a normal drive for a. If we were playing a MAC team, that'd be just about the same.
Peyton Judy, free throw, rims in and out.
In and out.
Peyton's got 9. Indians lead by 9, 46-48.
He gets one more in the Hull Brothers
foul. Up by 8.
Up by 8. It'll be 9 after he makes this one.
And Peyton now has 10. Indians have 3 in double figures. Peyton 10, Derek Judy 10, and Ryan Braun 12. 47-38. Max Murr on the drive, spins up, no good, gets his own rebound, kicks it out, 3 ball, Alexander up, no good, rebound battled for, good hustle by Hunter Murr. Tell you what, kid's got a motor on him.
Yep.
I like the way he plays.
I do too. The Tigers are hustling.
His grandpa's a heck of a neat guy too, Max Murr, the janitor here at Ansonia, just retired and they rehired him.
Good for him.
Brought into Ryan Braun. Brought back to Cade Wendell. Tigers in a 1-2-2 half-court trap over to Cade Wendell.
There we go.
Cade Wendell gets it. Back over to Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy has it. Surveys. Gives it to Ryan Braun. Grant Kanapke up. And another block by Hunter Murr. Look at him dive into the wall again.
Yep.
So
He's bent the wall on each end now.
And he's a junior. So I tell you what, the squad's fairly young. Stink kid's a junior. And they had some shooters on their JV team. Cade Wendell has it, being guarded closely by Swab, and he throws it out of bounds.
Yep. Grant would have had to be about another foot and a half taller to get that one.
Grant's pretty athletic, but he wasn't going to get to that one.
No. Minute 43 on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard.
Aiden Sanders has it, being guarded by Derek Judy. Derek Judy has it. On the drive, Hunter Murr. He pulls up, steps into Ryan Braun, and that's going to be and one. So Hunter Murr, I'll give the kid credit. He didn't quit, Neil.
Yep.
He's got 12. It makes it 47-40.
Went right at him. Made him commit the foul, so
Ryan Braun's third foul.
Yep, he'll step to the Hull Brothers foul line.
1:30 to go here. Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. Indians with a 7-point lead. Hunter Murr has it. Shot up and good. He's got 11. Sink has 14. The full court pressure coming here from Ansonia into Cade Wendell. Over to Peyton Judy. Judy to Ryan Braun. We got to get a little urgency here. Got close to 10, and we get it across the right. Cade Wendell. And then they're going to foul right away. So Cade Wendell's going to go to the foul line. He's fouled by Aiden Sanders.
So Cade will go to the Hull Brothers foul line. Indians leading by 6. Minute 17 here in the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. They get a 1-1. Misses the first one.
So Cade misses. Can't convert. And Sonya down 6. 3 ball. Nope. Sink. Step back 3. No good.
He had an open 3.
He made a tougher shot than what he had.
Yep.
And there's a turnover by the Indians. And then Peyton Judy swats him. It's a little ratty play. Here it comes. Peyton Judy takes it up and fair layup. So what an out-of-control possession that was.
Yeah.
49-41. Peyton now has 12.
The only part of that was under control was the last dribble and the move up to the basket from one end of the court to the clear to the other.
Alexander has it. Out to Swab. Swab throws it out of bounds. Right to one of my ex-players, Kurt Moneysmith from Miss Cinewall, their trainer. So he was open, though. 34.6 seconds to go. Indians up 8.
This but he didn't shoot. He was open, but he didn't shoot.
No, he didn't. As Big Ralph Canary would say, put him on the bus here, Neil. This thing's over. And there's a foul by Aiden Sanders, going to send Cade Wendell to the
line.
Well,
if we start missing foul shots and they start making threes, we might not be done. But
that would be a Christmas miracle, Neil, if that would happen.
I see Kirby Timmerman over in the...
Yeah, him and Coach from Arcanum, Marcus Spittler, over there scouting. I don't know if they're scouting us or Anson.
Well,
you're probably both.
They have Arcanum in a week or two here. I read that earlier. I don't have it in front of me now. But
Cade Wendell can't convert again, so Neil, you jinxed us. 28 seconds.
I don't think they heard me.
Murr off the sink, passes up a three, drives the lane, and he gets fouled. Tell you what, Sink's passed up some shots to make tougher shots.
Yeah, he should have.
Yeah, like earlier here.
Yep, and that one right there, they needed a three. They need to score quickly, and he's got a good chance of making that shot.
A foul on Peyton Judy is going to be his second.
22.6. Sink at the Hull Brothers foul line.
And he makes it. Sink has 15, makes it 49-42. Number 12, that's going to be Cody Sanders. A senior comes in and replaces Buckingham. 5-7 senior, Cody Sanders. Second free throw from Sink's up and good. So he makes two in a row, and Fort Recovery takes a full timeout. Up 6.
Yep. We'll take one with them right now. 49-43 on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. We'll be back right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm.
See what the Elves have waiting for you where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation. And at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
We're back here at Ansonia High School. Indians lead 49-43, 22.6 on the Fort Recovery Insurance fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians taking it out.
Brought in to Grant Kanamke. Over to Cade Wendell. Bout turned over, and Cade's going to be fouled.
Yep.
So, 19.7 seconds to go.
So, Cade will go to the Fort Recovery Insurance, the Hull Brothers foul line. 19.7. Indians leading by 6. He'll be making a couple of free throws for us,
yep,
I'm pretty sure.
Shooting 10, double bonus. Cade. First free throw up, and he gets it. So
first
he makes his first.
Makes
gonna
it a make free, it 50, free possession 47. Game. Now. Free possession game helps a lot. That was a big one. Let's get one more.
Free throw up and good. So Cade Wendell has 6. Makes it 51-43.
He'll have to make 2 threes to
Hunter Murr has it. Sink. Kick out. Buckingham, 3 ball on the way. Up, no good. Rebound, Peyton Judy. Indians fortunate that Ansonia are really streaky shooters because
yes,
they've had a lot of good looks.
Yes, they have. And so got foul.
And I said, talking to the coach early in the game, I know they've had games where they've hit threes and they just can't get it going consistently here.
Yep. Well,
and that's going to be Alexander's 5th foul. He fouls out with 3.
When they blitzed us in the second quarter, they were pouring threes in like they were layups with nobody in the gym.
So Peyton Judy's going to go to the line.
11.3.
He's going to shoot 2. And it's good. That gives Peyton 13. All in the second half.
Did he start this quarter with 3 points?
When he came back in, he had 0 at halftime when he came back in. So he misses a second. Makes it 52-43. Hunter Murr, 3 ball on the way. Up, no good. Rebound, Cade Wendell.
3-2-1.
That'll do it. Indians win 52-43.
Okay, Indians with a hard-fought victory here. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a post-game show. Get a chance to talk to the coach sometime here before we go off the air. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to one of the Elves.
Son, this is Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. We don't have any Elves here, but new insurance coverage from Ohio Mutual would make a great gift for your family, so I guess we're Santa's special Elves.
Oh, and you know, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV. Mm-hmm.
See what the Elves have waiting for you, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School, where the Indians come away with a 52-43 victory, a 9-point win. Again, if you've seen the Indians play, it's all games of streaks, and this was definitely one of them. Indians were up 15-5 at the end of one, and Ansonia outscored us, I can't remember exactly what it was, but something like 22-21 to 3 or something crazy like that, 21 to 2 in the second quarter. Indians come back and outscore them 20 to 6 in the third quarter and kind of hang on there, and a little bit back and forth. And Sonia was missing some three-point shots that they needed in the third quarter, in the fourth quarter, that they were making in the second quarter especially, and all through the game. So Indians again come away with a 52-43 win over the Ansonia Tigers. Looked like we were going to walk away with it at the beginning, and all of a sudden we couldn't make a basket, couldn't get the ball up the court, couldn't do anything right. We were up 15-5 at the end of the quarter, and down 27-18 at half, and up 38-33 at the end of the third quarter. So it just streak, and we couldn't miss, then we couldn't make one, and they couldn't miss, and they couldn't make one. So let's take a quick break, and we'll probably be back with the coach. We may have another little bit of stuff we'll talk about before the coach comes to talk to us, but he's going to come talk to us here before we go off the air. So we'll be back right after this.
Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation. And at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Coach Bayshore will be here joining us here shortly. Indians come away with a hard-fought 52-43 victory over the Ansonia Tigers here at Ansonia. And one of the reasons we sound a little bit different, they don't have internet connection, so we have to use a phone line. So it sounds like a phone call instead of our regular studio quality. But we're still glad we can get things going for the broadcast, because sometimes we haven't been able to get that here. We're joined now by Coach Mike Bayshore. What do you think about the way the game went here?
Well, it's kind of like you know, our familiar territory. You know, we had a nice first quarter, and the second quarter just kind of flattened down. So we kind of what we talked about in the locker room afterwards is we kind of put our hard hat crew in there at the start of the third, and let them go, and you know what, when the kids who were on the bench came in, I felt like they responded to what they were seeing on the floor, and hats off to Derek Judy and Clayton Pearson and Blaine Toby. You know, they stepped in and did stuff that wasn't getting done by the other kids.
Yeah.
And we preach that. I mean, I know people have heard me say it 1,000 times, but we preach that. When it's your turn to go in there, you do your job. And they did their job. And I told the kids in the locker room, I don't care who the five are, we're gonna get what we want. And then and everybody fed off of that. And then Bronny and Cade are rock solid with their effort. And you know, and we played a hell of a second half.
Yeah. And you know, Jeff Vaughn and I on the air were talking quite a bit about what Blaine Toby was doing. He was just you know, you get the ball to him and he just go at the basket. Go do what he's supposed to do.
And that's kind of what we've been trying to preach to the other kids. Good things are going to happen. But then the kid, he probably had 7 or 8 rebounds. I mean, he was just Because he wanted them.
Yes.
And that's the thing that we're trying to hammer home to some of the other kids. And, you know, they're going to get there. Well, we'll get there. They're all going to get there. Everybody's had their moments all year long.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when, you know, the five games that we've won, someone's come off the bench and done something when other people haven't been able to do it, and that's why we've won.
Yep, and it's their turn. They step up and go do it. And from just sitting not on the bench, it doesn't seem like anybody that isn't, it's when it's not their turn, they don't seem to be jealous. They just seem to be very enthusiastic about this other guy.
You know, we try to preach to the kids, when you're not on the floor, the guy who took your spot, you need to be his biggest fan.
Yeah.
And we have I'm animated during the games, and I'm animated on the sidelines and in the huddles, but we have a fantastic group of kids.
Yeah.
I love every one of them. This has been fantastic first couple months of the season. You know, sitting at 5-2, I mean, yes, everybody would like to be 7-0, but we're happy with it. The bounce back from last Tuesday and against a team that just doesn't stop shooting threes, and we still held them under 50.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's tough because they had that streak in there where they were just making everything they threw up, and I thought, you know, we were just, Jeff and I were talking right at the end of the game that and I don't think it was on the air, but Peyton at halftime had none,
right?
And I think at the end of the third quarter, or very late third quarter, he had three, and he ended up with 13,
right?
And you know, they weren't like flashy or anything like that. Like sometimes Peyton can make those shots that just make everybody just go, oh my God, how'd he do that?
Right.
These are just good old basketball plays. He just went and did what he needed to do.
Well, and the other thing too is, you know, Derek Jeudy, who's getting more and more comfortable every day in his skin out on the floor, hit two big threes tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a couple of great shots.
And Clay Schmitz is coming. He's still getting his legs underneath him. We let him play a little bit of JV to get the blood flowing.
Yeah, and he looked really good in the JV.
He's coming along, and it's a process. And now we got two more weeks to go and go to work and try to get better at the things we're not very good at right now.
It is two more weeks from last night before we get to play again, man.
So.
That's a while.
That was huge to get to one tonight when you got that such a break.
Yeah, because you don't want to have a two game losing streak going into a 2 week break.
Right,
that's not good. So, I saw a lot of good things from our guys, but in that second quarter, it seemed like we couldn't get the ball down court and we couldn't stop them from shooting threes. But for the most part, I thought we looked pretty good. But we had streaks that just didn't go well.
Well, when we struggled the most is when, and it happened in the second quarter, we weren't getting any movement.
Yep.
And any type of offense that you run, if you're not getting movement, there's not a whole lot you can do if you're not going to get any movement.
Yep.
And we weren't getting any movement. We weren't setting any screens. We weren't doing the little things.
Yeah, and it seemed like something, and I just sit here and watch stuff, and I don't know a lot about strategy or anything, but it just seemed like a lot of times this year we'll get ahead of somebody, and then we'll just kind of sit back and play like we're up 20 with a minute and a half to go in the game, and it doesn't really matter if your passes are sharp or if you make a good shot or you know, if you do the right thing, and then all of a sudden we're behind because other teams throwing in threes.
And then, like I said, with the kids we had in the second half, we always try to preach, and it doesn't always hammer home, but when you work hard, good things are going to happen, and those kids that started the second half laid it all out there, and then the momentum started going our way, and the loose balls started going our way. So you can do those sorts of things to push through the other bad things.
Yep.
So I'm awful proud of them, know. And like I said, it can be any of those 10 kids we have. Any of them can do something positive.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes them so much fun to coach.
Oh yeah. Yep. Because if somebody isn't doing what they, you know, if they can't make the shot or not quite putting out the effort or not feeling so good that night, somebody's going to go do it.
Right. That's what makes competition. When you know some of the guy behind you is going to be doing your job, you either step up and do your job or you get real comfortable.
So, we appreciate you stopping by and talking to us, Coach.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back right after this word from Hastings Auto, our sponsor for the Coach's Talk. Back right after this.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Altima SV. This great-looking white four-door sedan has lots of extras. It has 36,000 miles, and it's priced at only $12,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School, where the Indians come away with a 52-43 victory. And it was, again, if you've watched us all year, it's a game of streaks. We were up 15-5 at the first quarter. We were down 27-18 after two. So we got outscored 21-3 in the second quarter after outscoring them 15-5 in the first quarter. Then we outscored them 20-6 in the third quarter. And so it's just streak. You know, as Coach Bayshore said, he put in some different guys. He put in a, I guess what he would call a hustle team, in the third quarter to start the third quarter, and some of our skilled players weren't on the floor, and we just went out and out hustled them and took the lead and hung with it. Oh, I think they got down to as close as three or four, but then we would pull away again. So again, Indians come away with a 52-43 victory, and Peyton Judy had 13 for the Indians, all in the second half, and nearly all of them in the fourth quarter. Derek Judy had 10 with a couple of nice threes and a really good game. Ryan Braun had 12. Cade Wendell had 8. Blaine Toby had 6. Several other guys, of course, scored, but Grant Toby, I believe, Grant Kanapke had 3. We had guys like Ryan Braun that was playing so hard the whole game and scoring well, and guys getting him the ball when he was open. And it's nice to have a guy like that you know, you can count on to get double digits when it's his turn. So we'll just take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this and wrap things up here from Ansonia High School. Back right after this.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut grilled or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Ansonia High School, where the Indians come away with a 52-43 win. Really streaky. We scored early. They scored in the second quarter. We scored in the third quarter. And Fort Recovery comes away with a 52-43 win. There won't be any more sports for the Indians boys or girls till next Tuesday, a week from Tuesday, so 10, 11 days, whatever that is from now. The girls will host St. Mary's on January 2nd. That's Tuesday. Then they'll also host the St. Henry Lady Redskins on Thursday. And on Friday, the boys will go to St. Henry and then host Lincoln View in the evening, while the girls host Van Wert at noon on the 6th. So a lot of games, no games this coming week, a lot of games the following week. I believe that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games the following week. So we'd start off the new year with a flurry. But all next week, no games. Kids are off, school's out, and we'll be off of sports. But, again, of course, all the music going on all the time. And we are playing Christmas music 24 hours a day now, starting tomorrow morning, Christmas Eve morning at 6. We'll play Christmas carols all the way through Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, up until late on Christmas night. We'll be playing Christmas carols with no commercials, just Christmas carols. You can put us on in the background and do your family thing or preparations. So, again, that's Indians come away with 52-43 victory here at Ansonia High School. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next year.
Listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.